or go on with our metta practice and begin to explore directing the energy of metta towards a neutral person. It might not be so easy to find someone that you haven't already formed an instant like or dislike for. And on the other hand, it often can be a relief to practice with a neutral person because of the lack of strong feelings in one direction or another. The various thoughts that go with strong feelings in one direction or another, either for someone or against someone. Or a neutral person is, in a sense, a generic being, or we could say someone like everyone who wants to be at ease in their life, wants to be content, happy, free of stress in their life, just like everybody else. Neutral person, of course, this human being with all of the ups and downs, makes mistakes just like everybody else. With a person that we don't have particularly strong feelings with in one direction or the other, we may find that there's really no reason to hold anything against them, or no reason to withhold metta for them. No reason to wish anything other than for them to be at ease. Someone asked the Dalai Lama, how come you're so happy? How come you're so open and friendly and loving with everyone that you meet? And his very quick and intuitive response was, I never meet a stranger. Since we could say for the Dalai Lama, at least maybe a good deal of the time, that everyone is a neutral person. The experience of being with someone like that, who maybe someone you know, maybe someone you don't know. Not someone that you have an ongoing personal relationship with, but that when you are around this person or when you spend time with this person, you feel very fully connected. You feel heard, you feel seen, you feel fully accepted. This person seems to be really present with you, fully present with you, as though it's the only thing at this moment. And often when that happens, the reflection within ourselves is being so open-heartedly accepted, attended to, heard, seen. It opens our own heart, so the reflection turns itself around, the mirror. And we come away feeling very whole and wholesome and at ease. It's helpful as we begin to enter into the practice with a neutral person to pick someone that you see in your life occasionally. It may not be anybody that you know, and probably that you don't know very well, or they're probably not neutral if you know them very well, although they might be. But it's helpful to pick someone that you see occasionally, because as you practice with the neutral person, it's interesting to see what the experience is when you meet them again after practicing with them for a while. And there are lots of interesting stories about this. And I have a particular neutral person story that is maybe the one that I like the best, so I'll share it with you. I had a friend at the Insight Meditation Society in Massachusetts who was doing a long practice, I think 3-month practice, with all the different Brahma-Vihara practices. Practicing metta with a neutral person, probably for a good full week or so, maybe longer, but at least a week. And she picked someone, an accountant, in the little town of Barre, Massachusetts, which is just a few miles away from the meditation center. She'd never met him other than briefly, and so somehow he was the person that came into her mind. So she picked him, and she practiced very diligently sending this man metta over days and days. After the retreat was over, she had an occasion to go to meet with him, because she does a lot of the book work, the bookkeeping work at the meditation center, and she needed to meet with this accountant about the bookkeeping. So she went into town and she sat down across the desk from him for their appointment, and she said, she was telling me this story, she said, all of a sudden they were sitting there, they hadn't started talking yet, and she found that she just loved him. She thought he was so wonderful, just such an incredibly kind and nice human being. And she was a little surprised. A flood of warm, friendly feelings. And then she remembered that she'd been sitting with him for a week or more, sending him metta. And there he was. And so she told me this story, and we both enjoyed it and laughed, like some of you have. And then it wasn't much later, maybe a few weeks, and I had an occasion. I needed to meet with an accountant about my income taxes. So I made an appointment with this man, and I'd never even seen him before. And I went into his office, and I sat down across the desk from him, and all this flood of warm, friendly feelings came up, and I thought, wow, what a wonderful person. I hadn't said a word yet other than hello. And then I kind of laughed to myself and realized that it was contagious, that my friend, who had had her metta practice and experience with this man and shared quite a bit with me, I caught it. So he was receiving lots of metta from me too, and giving it to me even though he didn't know it. So we had our meeting and about taxes, and I got back to the meditation center, and about a half an hour after I was back at home at the meditation center, there was a phone call for me from him, and he said that he, after I left, he'd been thinking a lot about my taxes and trying to figure out a way that he could save me more money. And he said he did figure it out, and he wanted to let me know that he had figured out a really good way to save me more money. And I just laughed and laughed. I thought, well, metta pays, you know. So the neutral person wasn't really so neutral, at least not in the way that it first began with my friend's practice in relation to him. So that story, just to say, it's good to pick someone that you see occasionally and just see how it is when you see them again in your life. To begin with the practice. And bringing to mind, to heart, a neutral person. Or someone that is at least some degree of neutrality for you. So to visualize this person, bring up a visual image, please do this, and if not, bring in some sense, maybe some idea of it is where you see this person in your life, maybe in the context of the place that you have seen this person. We'll spend just a few moments reflecting on this neutral person's wish to be at ease, to be happy, to be stress-free, be comfortable in their life, just like you do. You can begin directing the metta phrases towards this neutral person. The practice, it's actually appropriate to stay comfortable in your body. So if there's enough physical discomfort going on that it's distracting you from the metta practice, then you can move slightly to allow your body to be more at ease, be more relaxed. We don't use the bodily pain, the sensations of bodily pain, as our objects of attention for the metta practice. And so it is helpful and appropriate to stay comfortable in your body. If your interest fades, decreases, if boredom sets in relationship to practicing with a neutral person, you can go back to yourself, you can go back to a benefactor, go back to a friend, go back to someone you care about for a little while, and then when the energy comes up again, when the heart opens again, then you can go back and return to the neutral person. So this I call it the metta ballet sometimes. You dance with different partners. And again, to say that it's not about forcing anything, forcing a certain state of mind or forcing a certain feeling or trying to get to a certain hoped for feeling or imagined ideal feeling or state of mind. Being aware of what is. And as we practice and practice deepens, we begin to have a growing faith in the process, this process of practice. And so the faith and the confidence to just keep with it, stay with it, and the interest to see how it unfolds. Faith that something helpful is happening. Closing the sit with a poem by Hafiz called With That Moon Language. Admit something. Everything you see, everyone you see, you say to them, love me. Of course, you do not say this out loud, otherwise someone would call the cops. Still, though, think about this, this great pull in us to connect. Why not become the one who lives with a full moon in each eye that is always saying, with that sweet moon language, what every other eye in this world is dying to hear.